Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the latest Cabinet of Staff of Borough Council, the 20th of February 2025. Straight to the agenda, item number one, minutes of the 23rd of January 2025 are circulated and published on 24th of January. Happy that I signed the minutes. Okay. Second on the agenda is apologies.
There are none, leader.
Thank you very much. And three is council question time.
Also none.
I'm going to item four, which is proposal of the cabinet member. There's one item tonight, and that's community portfolio funding for volunteer sector organisations, and that's Councillor Hood.
Thank you, leader. Good evening, everybody. This is a report refunding for the volunteer sector organisations. And the purpose of this report is to ask the Cabinet to approve the voluntary community and social enterprise grant policy. This report requests that Cabinet agree the grants currently given to the voluntary sector organisations are extended by a 12-month period commencing from April 2025, allowing time for a new policy to be agreed and the strategic framework that will guide applications to be set. Recommendations are that the Cabinet approves the VCFD grant policy and notes the element of the policy which delegates the decision on allocation of funding to the Head of Wellbeing in consultation with Community Cabinet member, and to approve the spend of £130,250, which will enable the extension of the current grant agreements until March 31st, 2026. And to delegate authority to approve grants following a review from panel officers and elected members to Head of Wellbeing and the elected portfolio holder. Council has provided support to six organisations which are monitored on a quarterly basis: Citizens Advice Bureau, Support Staffordshire, Staffordshire Women's Aid, Stafford and District Arts Council, Catherine House Hospice, Douglas Macmillan Hospice, and the Stafford Borough Small Grant Scheme, £10,000. This is administered by the Community Foundation. Stafford Borough Sports Grant Scheme, £7,000, administered by the Community Foundation. The list of who can make an application is registered charities, not-for-profit businesses, community interest companies, community-based organisations, town and parish councils. So I'm just going to give you a few of the people who have benefited from our sports grant. I'll do it very quickly. So we funded a 12-year-old girl for the National Badminton England Under-13s. She's a champion, and the grant will go towards training, travel equipment. And she competes nationally in Slovakia and Holland. That's one of our Stafford girls. We've awarded Oaktree Farm young people with learning disabilities. We've awarded Fulford Community Choir. Futures Together, they are going to benefit from a multi-sport section. And Stafford Shotokan Karate, they're having some new crash match. Church Eaton Cricket Club, and a young girl who's part of the British Cycling Club, they sell funds, so she asked us for funding to help her enter into a scholarship, and she's represented Team Great Britain. Another young lady who's entering for a netball scholarship, she wants to achieve a place in the county team, and a young man who's had funding from us for the football scholarship. Applications will be strictly monitored and assessed using pre-selected criteria. Applicants will be required to deliver performance and will be monitored and held to account for the use of Stafford Borough Council funding. Funding through those organisations will support Stafford Borough's residents who would struggle to afford to implement programmes, provide services and engage with our community through all manner of arts and learning activities, providing enjoyment to individuals and groups, and what matters and benefits the borough's people and communities. So I ask that we approve the voluntary community and social enterprise grant policy which details how and what support will be given by the council to the voluntary sector. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Councillor Hogan. Councillor Pearce.
Thank you. At a time, particularly such as that at the moment, where the future of this council is in some doubt, shall we say, I think the question, you know, what's the borough council ever done for me, is on people's lips. And I think it's as well that we recognise that in addition to the statutory services that we provide, and many other things that we provide as well, we support the wider community, and in particular those organisations supporting the most vulnerable in our society. And I think that's something going forward that we need to make sure is protected into the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Anybody else in the comments? Councillor Bigg.
Yeah, I think all of the organisations that we are giving grants to here are totally deserving. Citizens' advice is especially important to our community at this time. And I don't think many of the public realise that the council supports them, various other organisations support them. But also the work that they do is really important to a lot of people. And I just encourage them all to request help from Citizens' advice to get the meetings arranged and to help get help and forms filled in. I also want to highlight the small grants scheme, as you highlighted some examples there. I want to encourage individual groups, small groups, especially in the rural areas, but across the town as well. Come and apply for support. Come and apply for ways in which you're doing something different. You can't afford to do it yourself. You've got creative ideas, and you just don't see how to do it. Come and talk to the committee and see whether you're eligible for support. I want to help all sorts of different people
doing different
things.
Thank you. Councillor
Hall. Yes, if I could just finish on that. Thank you for that, Councillor Reid and Councillor Pearce. It's quite humbling to see some of the applications that come through, and it makes you realise what a plethora of extremely talented young men and women, and sometimes elderly men and women. Morris dances are a prime example that we funded within our borough. And I'm particularly pleased that we are going to be allowing town and parish councils to apply for grants, because quite often we'll have local people who maybe find Stafford Borough Council a big, daunting organisation, whereas they can go along to their local parish council and just say, hey, this is me, I'm doing this, please will you help me. And I know many moons ago we helped Joe Clark, he's one of our Olympians, and I'm sure through the grants that we've given we are going to see more Olympians. And some of the obscure sports that people ask for funding for, I just think it's an ideal opportunity for this borough to show that we value every member, every resident, irrespective of age, gender, and it's a really lovely feeling to be able to agree to this policy.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Everyone happy with the recommendation?
Great.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And that was the only item tonight, so thank you very much for your attendance. Thank you.